from KQED.
The housing crisis appears to be heading toward that proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. RealtyTrack reports a plunge in new defaults in California, pushing national foreclosure filings to the lowest level in almost 5 years. Initial filings in September dropped to a 69-month low. Home prices are also recovering in the state's hardest-hit areas, though some of that is due to banks controlling the flow of bank-owned homes that come to market. All that said, the housing crisis has left quite a fiscal hangover for California's municipal debt picture. As KPCC's Brian Watt reports, dozens of cities face possible downgrades by the credit rating agency Moody's.
Moody's is taking a hard look at the ratings of different types of bonds in 30 cities, including Sacramento, Fresno, and Long Beach. What concerns Moody's is the economic pressures the cities face. Moody's managing director Naomi Richmond says many municipalities are still reeling from a real estate crisis that has property tax revenues falling.
And in the meantime, their fixed costs of running their city, like employee pensions, continue rising. So revenues going in one direction, expenditures going in another.
Richmond says because voters approved Prop 13 decades ago, California cities have more difficulty raising property tax rates than cities in other states. But California law also makes it easier for a city to declare bankruptcy. And Moody's sees the high-profile bankruptcies of Stockton and San Bernardino as a warning sign that more cities might choose that strategy of abandoning debt obligations. Los Angeles and San Francisco are also under Moody's review, but for a possible credit rating upgrade. For the California Report, I'm Brian Watt.